Good evening and welcome to Township of Derry Board Supervisors meeting. It's the regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, June 22nd. Before we call the meeting to order, I would just note for the record that this board met in executive session at 6 o'clock. That session concluded approximately 6:55, and during that time, the board discussed legal issues. So with that, I will now call the meeting to order. I would ask, as the first order of business, that everybody stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chrisman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. We have all board members present, and therefore a quorum. We'll first take care of some of the housekeeping items. It's been a while. In fact, I think it's almost been a year and a half, it seems like, since we've been back in this room, so we're all kind of reoriented. We're also wearing masks, and my glasses keep fogging up, and I have to keep changing them. So bear with us. I'm sorry we're wearing masks in this meeting. I think by the time the next meeting rolls around, the mask mandate will be lifted, and we will no longer have to wear masks. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So we will do our best. I would ask everybody that's wearing a mask, try to speak clearly and into the microphone for the benefit of not only the folks that are here so that they can hear us clearly and we can hear one another, but that the stenographer can take accurate minutes. With that, I would also indicate that it's posted in this meeting room, but all of these meetings are recorded for the purpose of gathering accurate minutes. So, be advised that if you stand up and speak, we ask that you state your full name, your first name and last name, and your address, and that you be advised that you're being recorded, right? So whatever you say will be placed in the permanent record, and it will be made part of the minutes for the next meeting, and so forth. That'll bring us to the next item on the agenda, which is the visitor or public comment session. And again, these are opportunities for members of the public. If you have comments you would like to place into the record, this is the time to do it. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes or less. I typically just manually keep track of the time with my phone. If you get close to the 3 minute mark, I will gently ask you to wrap up, but I certainly have discretion in that regard as well. So with that, anyone in the room wishing to address the board or to put a comment into the record, this is your time to come forward.
Hi.
If you could push the button on the mic, please.
Oh, here. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm Ann Barnhart Mazur, live in Derry Township. I came to address the board, and I thank you for this opportunity. I'm interested in what Derry Township plans to do about possibly getting pickleball courts within the township. I do know that some courts for tennis courts have been lined off in the past, but they're not in very good condition. They're often used by basketball players a lot of times, and it's difficult to use them. I do have a letter I'd like to give to each of you, and I know I don't have a mask on, but I had both vaccines since last February, so, and I have not been around anybody that has COVID. I've never had any shots or anything, so, or the, except for the vaccine. So I don't have enough copies for everybody.
Could you also give us your address for the record, too, when you get back to the library?
Sure. I'll do that as soon as I walk out. Okay, thank you.
Did you drop this off for me? Did you
Kay did.
Kay did.
And unfortunately, she can't be with us tonight, and then she's going to be away on vacation. So my name is second on the list, and you can feel free to call me.
Very good.
If you need one.
This is, I just provided this to Zach.
Okay. Oh, okay. And I wanted to be at Bruce Parks Recreation.
That's one you just gave.
You have one?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Does anybody else want to call me since I have another?
Yes, over here.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. I know that Dairy Township has a lot of budget constraints, especially with the construction of the new rec center. But if you look at what I handed out to you, the very last page of that is a layout of a pickleball court. They are one half the size of a tennis court. And the nets are different on a pickleball court. The layout is different. So it gets confusing playing on a different court. Pickleball players don't like playing on a tennis net. So what has happened is the Dairy Township residents that play pickleball are going to the other townships. The second from the last page is a picture of the two pickleball courts that were done at South Hanover. And that's, a lot of our residents are going there. East Hanover has four courts. Some of the people are going there. So we have one of the fastest growing sports in America. I even know that it's being taught in some of the gym classes in some of the high schools. I don't know what Dairy Township is doing, but I played pickleball the other day with somebody who's a teacher in one of the Lebanon school districts, and their gym classes are using it. But Dairy Township doesn't have a good facility for the pickleball. So I wondered if there's a possibility we could have some input or meet with somebody. There is a cost there. Now, I don't want to be held exactly to it, but according to South Hanover, they built those two courts for around $65,000. And I think there was a $10,000 engineering fee there. So we're not talking about a huge amount of money. And I'd like to know, do you have any plans? And what is also the plan with the new rec center? Will there be any plans to do any indoor courts there when the weather doesn't permit you to be outside, or it's a rainy day or something that you could play indoors?
We don't normally answer questions, but this is the perfect opportunity, so I'm going to deviate from our normal policy. But Zach is the right point of contact. Zach Jackson is the director of Parks and Rec. I just before the meeting started said, would you please contact, I said Kay. But I said, would you please contact him? And now you have Ann. And sit down and figure out what we can do. Because I agree with you, pickleball is very popular. I think we have Zach, I have to defer to Zach to determine where we have space, etc. And if you just want to address, do we have pickleball scheduled to be in the indoor facility?
Yes, we do have three courts scheduled in the gymnasium. So it's going to be lined for basketball, volleyball, pickleball, and then futsal, like indoor soccer. But yes, there are three courts that will be lined in the gymnasium.
Okay. And I assume that we would have like assigned times that we could play there?
Correct. Yep.
Kind of like we did with that one single court that used to be in the old facility.
Yeah, so we'll have like drop-in rates for pickleball members, obviously, I think probably will be free, and then, you know, a nominal fee for residents and non-residents for drop-in.
Okay, great.
One thing that was pointed out in the letter, and I think we're going to see as a conflict at times, will be you're going to have conflict time with folks trying to get on basketball courts, and then that renders those pickleball courts useless, right? I mean, then there's no opportunity. So I will leave that to you to figure out, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
I do thank you, man, for bringing this to our attention. I did. I didn't call Kay before this meeting, but this is the first time I've seen Zach in a long time. I wanted to hand it to Zach and say, please reach out to the group and see what options we have, because it's a valid request.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am, could you just give us your address before?
Oh yeah, it's on that. Well, I think it's there. It's 843 Tally Ho Drive. And no, I don't own a horse. For shame.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is the mic still on?
Yes, it is.
My name is William Roy Prescott. I live at 1810 Church Road. I'm a junior. My dad got Bill, so I go by Roy. I appreciate that your policy, Mr. Brutto, is not to answer questions during the public comment, but apparently it's a policy not to answer it after the public comment either, because if you'll recall, maybe I look different on screen, but I addressed this the last meeting of the Dairy Township Supervisors. And I was told at that time, because I sat through the whole thing just so I could do the public comment again, to underscore the fact that I wanted some feedback. Got to celebrate your inauguration into the job, et cetera, et cetera. And I was assured that I would. Obviously, I haven't. So that leaves me in kind of, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to recount it very quickly. I know I have 3 minutes, and I think I can make it. This all started 2 weeks ago, or 2.5 weeks ago, when I wanted to call the recycling center to ask them if they took refrigerators. I had an old refrigerator that my daughter had moved out in the yard years ago, and I wanted to get rid of it. So I found out that when you call the recycling center, at least on that Friday at 10 o'clock, you get a recording that tells you their hours and their location, and et cetera, and nowhere did I have the chance to talk to a breathing person. Annoyed me, but I got in the car and I drove down there, and there were two people working, and I said, "Do you take refrigerators?" And they said, "Yeah, it'll cost you $25, but we'll take it." Which annoyed me because I could have brought the thing with me. So I wanted to tell somebody. So I said to the guy, "Do you know you guys don't answer your phone? You have to talk to the secretary, and she's in that building over there." So I'd gone this far. So I went to see her, and she told me that I probably had dialed the wrong number. So I said, "No, we have the ability to have our computers with us." So I brought up the website. She said, "I didn't even know we had a website," but sure enough, I called the number for her right live, right here on our show. And sure enough, no chance to talk to anybody. This is minor, really. This is just minor. And I was mildly annoyed that I had to drive down here and go home and get the refrigerator and drive back when I had the forethought to try to call. That's all. I wanted to let somebody know. As I was speaking with the secretary, I think her name was Melinda Marissa, something with an M. The director of public works walked by. "Can I help you?" "Yes." And I explained it to him. And he said, "I don't do anything with phones. You're going to have to go to IT. This is turning into more of a job than I anticipated, but okay, I've gone this far. Where is IT? IT is in this building." So I left down there and I came to this building. Now it's 10:30, almost 11 o'clock on a Friday morning, and the young lady behind the glass shield said that there was no IT in small department. "Okay," I said, "I just want to leave this message with somebody that a resident wanted to make you aware that you could probably improve your services by having some way to talk to someone. That's all I wanted to communicate, because I thought it conceivably possible that you didn't know that that had been overlooked. But you see, the problem was that everyone I spoke with, it's now four people, no one was able to convince me that my issue was heard and would be acted on. That's all I wanted. Just so happens that while I'm standing there talking to this receptionist, right up there, a sergeant from the Dairy Township Police Department walks by. "Can I help you?" "Well, I don't know. I'm trying to let somebody know that I'm going to call the recycling center." He says, "Well, just go down there. Talk to him." I said, "No, you don't understand." And this entire interaction, I was caught on my cell phone, because we can do that now. And I'm going to make what's turning into a longer than 3 minute story short by telling you that this officer kicked me out of this building. Now I want to know what planet we live on. Who does this building belong to? That officer? And I also want to know, and I communicated this to you last week, I wanted to know from perhaps the chief of police, by what authority the sergeant of the Derry Township Police Department kicked me out of this building. And you assured me that, yeah, you wanted to see the video, and you would get into it. You would find out. Well, it's now been 2 weeks, and I've heard nothing. So, I know you don't answer questions at this venue, so I'm going to pose a rhetorical question. Not having heard from the Derry Township Board of Supervisors, or the Chief of Police, or anyone else, what is left for me to do to voice my displeasure and to find out, honestly, I want to know, does this officer have the authority to kick me out of this building? And if so, why did he not arrest me? We just went through a very trying time in our country.
I'm going to ask you, Mr. Prescott, to please wrap up.
I will. We just went through a very trying time that was engendered by the police department doing things that they were not authorized or supposed to do. And when I left this building after having been kicked out by the sergeant, and I'm sorry I don't remember his name, he wished me good luck. And I told him at that time, and it's on the video, if anybody wants to see it, when I deal with the Derry Township Police or any police, I don't want to have to rely on luck. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Prescott. Mr. Prescott, before you leave, Mr. Christman, do you want to at least let Mr. Prescott know about your attempts?
Sure.
In addition, the changes that you've made also based on his communications 2 weeks ago.
Sure. And I just want to thank you, though, for bringing up the points that you did at the last meeting. Following that, I did reach out to your home phone number, left a voicemail message. I did not get a call. I also sent a written letter to your home to try to set up an appointment for you to come in and meet with Chief Warner and myself. I don't know if that letter was received.
It was not, nor was the voicemail message. And if that is true, my apologies. Then you have responded. But from where I stand right now, I have not received any call, phone call, email, text, or anything else from anyone.
Could I ask, before you leave, could you give what's the best number for us to reach you at? Because I do know that they called.
Mr. Abruzzo, I'm a resident of Derry Township Schools, an alumnus of the Hershey High School. I've been living in this township since 1971. My father is retired from the Milton Hershey School. We're both retired colonels from the United States Army. You're telling me that the Derry Township Board of Supervisors, up to and including the Chief of Police, cannot find me?
Well, they did call your phone and leave a voicemail.
No one has
called. So, sir, what I'm asking you is there a better number, a reliable number, that we can call to have this discussion with you?
Yes.
Would you please provide it? Write it on a piece of paper.
717-554-2572. It's in the phone book as well. Thank you. Good night.
Sir, don't you want to hear about the changes that were made? I think it's important for you to hear this as well as the public. Mr. Christman could continue.
Yes. Thank you. The last point, one of the things that we changed right away, I think it was a great suggestion about the voicemail system. I was unaware that it went into a dead mailbox. We did have IT make that change the day after the meeting. So now when you do call during normal business hours with a question, if your static questions are not answered through that voicemail box, it will bounce you to the public works desk to speak to somebody during our normal business hours. So we did make that change. It was a good suggestion. I thank you for that. But as far as the rest of your concerns, we're very happy to meet with you at any point, to set up an appointment with you. We'll reach out to you again.
As I explained now many, many, too many times, the issue with the phone call was really minor. It was just a suggestion. What troubled me after I tried to make the suggestion more than anything was the mentality here at the Derry Township. The mentality of, this is why I can't do what you need. This is where you have to go because it's not my job. That was annoying. That was something I want. And ultimately, being kicked out of my building, my taxes have come for what? For asking annoying questions? Where does this officer think he gets off? By what authority?
Mr. Prescott, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, moving along, the next item on our agenda is the consent calendar. Oh, come right up.
I'm Tony Mestrian, and I live at 2158 Deer Run Drive. What was your name, sir? I'm sorry.
Tony Mastriani. Would you like me to spell it for you?
Yes, please.
Mastriania.
Thank you, sir.
I couldn't get my hand up fast enough to get up here to follow me, so I'm sorry for that. I just want to say, and I don't remember exactly when it was, but approximately 2 years ago, I met with Matt, and we discussed this very thing, and I sent him some emails showing the growth of pickleball nationwide. Fastest growing sport for seniors, but other people are playing it, younger people are playing it also. And I pointed out the fact that the kids play basketball in the evenings, they sit on the nets and break the nets down, and then we couldn't play on them, so on. And I asked them about putting benches there, maybe, instead of the net. And we talked, we had a great conversation, very good gentleman, very nice man, and said that they were thinking about getting them resurfaced anyhow, because the surface is pretty bad. And a pickleball court is 44 feet long and 20 feet wide. That's the size of it. And I just was over at was it Creekview Recreation Park, so over in the West Shore. Just a couple days ago, I went to see their facility that they had over there. They had two tennis courts that were divided there. They put four pickleball courts in there, dedicated nets right into the ground. Beautiful, and they still had three other tennis courts. Our tennis courts, at least when I was down there, have not been used very often. And so all I'm saying is, it's all out there on the internet. You can, if you need to search it, maybe there's some files on it over there. I really don't know, but a lot of people want to play this, and we have to go elsewhere to play it. And I think that we'd like to stay home to do it. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much for your comment. We'll certainly take it under advisement and see what we can do. All right, so moving along, we will move to the consent calendar. The items under the consent calendar are the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from June 8th, 2021, the financial performance securities, which involve the release of the remaining balance of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for 931 Hill Church Road, S-2019-025, and the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,234,951.83 and payroll in the amount of $316,115.92. Since all three of these items appear under the consent calendar, we can take one motion for the approval of all.
Chair members, I'll make a motion to adopt all the items on the consent calendar, items A, B, and C.
Very good. Motion made by Ms. Court to approve all items under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion is approved. The next item on the agenda is new business. Under new business, the first item is A1-2. It's the consideration of resolution number 2021-14 to authorize the township manager to execute all documents on behalf of the Township of Derry to enter into a transportation set-aside program reimbursement agreement with PennDOT for the State Route 422 streetscape project. Mr. Chrisman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is really a housekeeping item for the board's consideration this evening. As part of the process to obtain the grant funding for the streetscape project, the Department of Transportation requires that the Board of Supervisors authorize a signatory for all documents related to the project. In this case, I'm recommending that the board authorize the manager to serve as that signatory on all of those documents. The total budget impact for this, as everyone is aware, it's 100% reimbursement for the project, and it's $413,141.30. At this point, Mr. Chairman, unless the board members have any questions, it's in a position where this could be approved this evening.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Chrisman? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors approve Resolution 2021-14 authorizing the Township Manager to execute all documents on behalf of the Township of Derry to enter into a transportation set-aside program reimbursement grant number R210800
2022-009 with PennDOT for State Route 422 streetscape project.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes. Moving along to the next item, B3-4, it's the consideration of ending the Derry Township COVID-19 Recovery Flexible Business Support Program. Mr. Hemrick.
I wish we would have had a better name for it, but that's not. So the original program was passed June 9th of 2020. It's our program to help assist our businesses and restaurants as they were reopening and continuing to operate under the restrictions brought on by the disaster declaration. It allowed curbside pickup, it allowed restaurants to claim public parking spaces for curbside pickup, and it suspended sign enforcement and allowed restaurants to set up tents in their parking lot, and so we did extend our program 7 times during the disaster declaration. Presently, it's slated to expire on August 3rd. Of course, unless it's repealed by the board sooner than that. As we all know, on Friday, June 11th, the governor's COVID-19 disaster declaration ended, which is why we're here this evening in person. The township program continues to apply to Derry Township. Once the township's program ends, businesses will, of course, need to go back to operating in the pre-COVID conditions. I'm suggesting that whatever end date we do pick, that there's a grace period of 2 weeks given to the restaurants to put things back into order, which would involve a lot of removal of temporary signage and the like. This was originally brought forward by a few of the department heads here in the township, so that's why it's we are recommending, that's Zach and Chief, that the Board of Supervisors allow Resolution 2020-15 as previously extended to expire on its slated date of August 3rd, and that we would grant a 2-week period ending August 17th, 2021. Bring the sites back into compliance. What we're hoping to do is get the word out to the restaurants ahead of time so that they have some time to prepare. They're not purchasing new tents or air conditioning or for the tents or anything of that sort. So that's our recommendation.
Are there questions for Chuck?
I have a couple questions, Chuck. Certainly, I don't think any of us would want to do anything other than support our downtown businesses, and if that means extending it, so be it. But I'm curious, what your knowledge is of what the businesses are doing. I mean, I've driven through town, I've seen a couple of signs, but are there, if we were to end this on August 3rd, would that, in your opinion, render any harm to any of the local businesses? I mean, I'm not sure what they're doing within this.
So Rotunda, for instance, has a tent set up in their primary parking lot. Mm-hmm. That would have to go away. A lot of the feather signs and open signs would need to go away. I'm trying to think who else has a tent out there. I'd seen one over by Dunkin' Donuts, Red Robin.
I think What If has one. I don't believe has a tent.
They did have one out back.
I was just there picking up Father's Day ticket, but I didn't see a tent.
Right.
So. But I think What If had a tent. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, I don't know if that was in their parking lot.
I mean, if it was just a matter of people removing feathered signs, I would be more willing to say let's put an end to it. But I'm almost thinking that because of the suffering the businesses have gone through, that maybe extending it at least through the end of the summer, through Labor Day or something, might give them a little bit of help, to try to recoup some of the monies that they lost. And so that's why I was asking, is it more than the signs, if there were really restaurants that were utilizing the,
I know one thing that was done that has worked really well is there's 2 parking spaces out in front of Iron Hill and Permanente that have been tagged for pickup. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that it wouldn't be bad to leave those tagged for curbside pickup
forever.
Right, I mean, because I think all of us would agree that the way we dine has changed and shifted and may forever be that way, you know.
But if that's the consensus of the board, then I'll see that it gets extended, or I'll see that at least agenda items brought forward to you to extend it.
Yeah, do you have, anybody have questions on the actual motion to, with respect to parking spaces and changing designation specifically for pickup? Like, I don't want to get into that on this issue, because that I do, I think that that also is a traffic, that there's a traffic consideration there as well. So I'd rather just, let's look, let's focus on the request before us tonight.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think Susan's, Mrs. Court's comment may have changed the dynamic of that motion, or the potential motion.
Is that, and I agree, I don't want to take us down the wrong path here, but is what you're talking about, that curbside pickup part of this, Chuck, or is that something that's separate?
We can kick that down the road a little bit. It would technically be part of this.
Yeah, I think my sense is before there's a decision made on things like that, we need to see the impact. We already know we've talked about traffic issues down there. We've talked about people crossing in all kinds of places on Chocolate Avenue there that aren't at the appropriate crosswalks. And I just like to know more information about having more vehicles have the ability to pop in and pop out, maybe part of the problem down there. Or maybe it's part of the solution, but I don't think we know that, nor do I think we should address that as part of this motion.
Mr. Chair, can I suggest that we table this?
That's actually a good idea, because we'll be back before, yeah. The only danger in doing that is if we got back together at our next meeting and then decided to rescind it, that doesn't really give the business as much notice. So there's the only danger in tabling it.
Chuck, if it's not rescinded, it will just expire, as you said, on August 3rd, and then we could give an appropriate grace period?
That's correct.
Okay.
Which, that's the first motion that we could make, is to
end it
on August 3rd. Oh. And then it ends on August 17th.
Well, but if we don't make any decision, it just goes away.
You could either rescind it tonight if you wanted to, or you could do nothing. If you do nothing, the resolution just stays in existence until October is the 3rd?
No, August.
I'm sorry, August 3rd, unless you again rescind it out at your next meeting. But if you don't do anything, the resolution will just expire on August 3rd.
Right.
And really what I believe Chuck is really asking for is just some leniency when it does, if you let it run out, and if it does expire, to allow the zoning department some flexibility with respect to providing ample notice to the businesses before actually proceeding with enforcement.
And that's the point and purpose of my agenda item this evening, is to provide ample notice.
Right. And what I didn't want to get confused in it was this other element of picking and choosing which items that we extended we were going to now adopt without really having researched it properly, when we know when we've all talked about the traffic issue down there. So I'm not opposed to keeping them that way, but let's take the time to look at it and then make that decision.
And just to be clear, I wasn't advocating that we forever make that change, that just that we can look at the whole thing and maybe consider letting it run through the end of the summer. So
it was suggested when this agenda item was circulated that maybe it run till Labor Day. So certainly we're not opposed to that.
So if we did nothing, as Mr. Armstrong said, on August 3rd, it would go away, and then you could start to give notice, and in those letters could just let people know that beginning September, whatever that date is, 6th or whatever, the Monday or Tuesday after Labor Day is, that it's kind of back to business as normal.
I think we'd extend it to that. If indeed we wanted to run it till the end of summer, to the holiday at the end of summer, then I think we would extend it to that date. In other words, I would bring a resolution ahead at a future meeting to extend the program.
Would that be in addition to the grace period? I'm sorry, I'm just confused. Is there a grace period currently in the resolution?
No.
No, there is no.
So we would offer a grace period. So couldn't we achieve that, getting it to the end of the summer by letting it roll off August 3rd with a 4-week grace period of no enforcement?
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, I will be quiet now. Thank you.
No, I was saying the same thing. I think that makes sense.
That works too.
So basically, we don't need to do anything because if we, so just tabling this, for example, would allow this to run its course and then you just allow that extension to the businesses.
I guess having the board acknowledge the 4-week grace period would be appropriate.
So why don't we take a motion? You tell me if I'm off base. You did not formally make a motion to table, so that's not something we have to reverse out. I will make a motion that the program is going to be rescinded on August 3rd, 2021.
What you're doing is you're just stating what the resolution will expire on August 3rd.
But I was going to add something to
that. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So I make a motion that we allow the program to expire on August 3rd with a 4-week grace period.
For enforcement.
And all the other notification provisions you'll follow and you'll make sure businesses are aware. But that's the motion that we allow it to expire on the 3rd with a 4-week grace period. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Ms. Court.
I have a question before we move on. When it runs out on September 3rd, what happens? Does everything goes back to normal? All enforcement, even the pickup parking spots that you talked about?
I think that's the idea, unless we were to do something separate before that, okay, which we could consider.
Okay. Just wanted to specify that.
It was just maybe pointed out that 4 weeks doesn't necessarily take us to Labor Day. So maybe the grace period is the Tuesday after Labor Day.
That's good.
Which is September.
So my motion is to allow the program to expire on August 3rd with a grace period that ends on Tuesday after Labor Day, 2021.
That's September 7th. I'll still second that.
Still seconded by Ms. Court. Any other discussion? All right, hearing none. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask Chuck a question.
Go ahead.
Chuck, some of those specifics that we talked about, like the parking spots out front, maybe a tent somewhere, would you consider making those permanent? Because it sounded like you did.
So, no. So we're ever so protective of the parking downtown.
Right.
So tents over parking spaces, I would not be an advocate for allowing to be permanently there. What was the
anything else? Anything else that goes with the lifting of the restrictions? Mitigation of the restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, temporary signage would go away.
Is there any of that we want to keep?
Not that I'm aware of. I've heard more complaints about the sign pollution out there than good things.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wondering if we got, I was hoping we didn't want to get into any zoning issues, changing the zoning again. So, okay, we're good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it is to follow up on Rick's point, it is a great opportunity to identify some good things that came out of some of these programs, and let's talk as a board about, you know, what we do want to continue on with some of these. So let's not lose the opportunity to take what we've learned and maybe talk to the business owners downtown and see what their experiences have been, because we can do something constructive when this is all said and done. So I'm all for looking at the things that worked, even though they were part of our flexible recovery program.
And Chris, also, just keeping in mind as we move forward that, heaven forbid, the health situation in our community or our world changes again, that we have the ability to put something like this back in place to help support our residents and our businesses.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, moving along, the next item is on the agenda is C5-12. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for the Hershey Company West Plant Patio. S-2020-025. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you. The Hershey Company's West Plant Patio is located at 1033 Old West Chocolate Avenue. HRG has reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and has recommended that financial security in the amount of $28,823 is to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of a bond and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee the completion of the improvements required under the stormwater management site planning report. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the financial security in the amount of $28,823 in the form of a Travelers Casualty Insurance Company of America bond number 10737-8953 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between the Hershey Company and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for the Hershey Company West Plant Patio S-2020-025.
Any questions for Chuck on this item? If not, we can entertain the motion.
I'll move to accept this financial security as stated by Mr. Emmerich.
All right, motion made by Ms. Court. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion is approved. The next item is D13-20. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1064 Woodridge Drive, S-2021-011. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This stormwater management design and facility is for a pool house. The applicants and property owners are Jay and Christine Franklin. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $6,554 is to be provided. The applicants have provided the security in the form of cash and have entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security in the amount of $6,554 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Jay and Christine Franklin for the stormwater management plan for 1064 Woodridge Drive, S-2021-011.
Right, questions for Mr. Emmer? If none, we can entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and move that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $6,554 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Jay and Kristen Franklin for the stormwater management plan for 1064 Woodyard Drive, S-2021-011. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes. The next item on the agenda is E21-24. It's the consideration of Hershey Park Access Road Bridge Repair Project. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you all will recall, I believe it was March of 2020. There was an accident involving a contractor working for HENR in the parking lot who attempted to go under the Park Boulevard Bridge, or the entrance road, into the park parking lot and had a crane on his truck that was up in the air. And that crane impacted the parapet wall of the bridge. If you're in the right lane to turn right on the Park Boulevard, you can see the cones and the damage on the parapet wall. This item is to repair that. Because it's our bridge, we had to advertise it for bid. though I will say this is not coming out of township funds. This is being paid through the insurance of the contractor who damaged the bridge in the first place. And being paid directly to the contractor via insurance. So that said, during May, we appropriately advertised for repair work to these parapet walls. And on May 20th, we opened those bids. They ranged from $19,111.42 to $57,000. And what you have before you tonight is, for approval, is the low bid of Cryline Corporation in the amount of $19,111.42.
Thank you. Tom, any questions for Tom on this item?
Yeah, I should have a quick question. Tom, the delta between the second lowest bidder and the highest bidder, please educate me. We have to accept the lowest bidder, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I was just talking to Susan here. In my previous job, I would have questioned that, why it's so low. It just seems, because the delta between the lowest bidder and the second lowest bidder is just so great.
I agree that is quite a spread between them. However, I would say that HRG, who prepared the designs for repair as well as the specifications, do have experience with Krylon and had nothing negative to say about them.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Tom? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I make a motion that the contract for the Hershey Park Access Road Bridge repair be awarded to Krylon Corporation in the sum of $19,111.42.
Very good. Motion made by Ms. Cord. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion is approved.
I did forget to add to that all that work will be done at night to avoid traffic concerns since the park's open.
Thank you, Tom. That takes us to the next item, the last item under new business, which is F25. It's the consideration to hold the East Shore YMCA Trogues Hop Dash on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021 at 9 a.m. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The East Shore YMCA is planning a 5K run called the Trogues Hop Dash that will be held on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021 at 9 a.m. The race will start and end at Trogues Brewing Company on East Hershey Park Drive. The East Shore YMCA is a nonprofit organization, and the proceeds from the event will aid in subsidizing programs for people in this region. Due to the nature of the event and the roadways involved, the roadways will need to be closed off and only local residential traffic will be permitted while the event is going on. The roadways closed will be both state and township roadways and will include Hershey Park Drive, Bottom-Up Road, Swidera Road, and Sandbeach Road. And I believe there's also a short stint on Kiefer Road during that run. This is the same route that the event organizers used last year, which was actually the previous year. And there were no reported issues encountered with the event, and traffic plans were well managed. The road closures are rolling, so once that race starts, gets on Hershey Park Drive and onto Watermelt Road, once the race participants pass those traffic control points and have vacated those roadways are opened up. So it's kind of a rolling roadblock that we do with those traffic control points. And that way we can get traffic back into those roadways a little bit sooner than having the whole course blocked off for the extended period, which helps out as well with Hershey Park traffic that would be coming through a little bit later, not quite at 9 o'clock, but a little bit later on. So it helps out in that manner as well. The event organizers are familiar with and have agreed to the township's reimbursement policy for any assistance that we provide in the way of police officers or community service officers.
Very good. Any questions for the chief on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion to allow the Trogs Hot Dash 5K run on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021, starting at 9 a.m.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This motion is unanimously passed. All right, thank you, everybody. Moving along on the agenda is Supervisor Order Committee reports. We'll start to my far left and go to my far right. So we'll start with Supervisor Order Committee reports for tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. We had a transportation meeting. Ms. Nutt will be reporting on that. And Ms. Nutt and I will be attending a Greater Hershey Traffic Study discussion on Tuesday of next week.
Excellent.
To further that, set up the plans on what we want to do.
Very good. Thank you. Ms. Court?
Just wanted to report, this has been in the Dare Township E-News off and on for the last month, but we're going to be wrapping up the capital campaign for the new community center. We will still continue to accept donations throughout the year, but we are requesting from interested parties who are looking for naming opportunities that go with $5,000 donations or more, that they please make their pledges known by the end of the month so that we can start to work through the facilitation of getting those naming naming opportunities recognized properly. So again, anyone interested in making a pledge to the Hershey Community Center capital campaign of $5,000 or more, we request that you put in a pledge form by the end of the month, and those payments are made payable over the next couple of years. But just wanted to make sure that she stated that at the board meeting, in addition to it being in the E-News. Thank you.
Thank you for that update. This is done.
Supervisor Zamuda and I did attend the transportation meeting this morning. We received a report from ENR in regards to events at the park facilities, and concerts are moving forward as planned, other than the Rod Stewart event, which has been pushed back to 2022. Any of the events that reach over 15,000 in attendance, this slip ramp will be closed, and the township will communicate with Waves. And then at that point, the township will monitor and report the effectiveness of these measures and make any changes that are needed. We also discussed the safety improvements to Route 422, and as we discussed at our last Board of Supervisors meeting, PennDOT and our solicitor are working on a resolution to find a middle ground between their new forms and the township. That we are still working towards a resolution on a crossing of the bike and pedestrian trail along Middletown Road. And we also discussed looking at turn arrows on Cocoa Avenue onto 322 from the north and south. Anything I missed, Supervisor Zamuda? No? Okay. And that's it.
All right, you may want to get with Mr. Buffington after the meeting. This is not just to sort of go over those again, just in case you didn't get them, because all the items on there, actually, you guys are doing a great job. That was those are all items we've been talking about for a few months now, so it's great to see the progress. I just gave you an extra little sign out there. It's a prerogative of this year. Mr. Wyckoff.
I have no board or commission reports, but I would like to thank the members of the public and Mr. Buffington for joining us tonight. Although we're down to just three of you left, thank you for coming out. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Wyckoff. I have no board or committee reports for this evening's meeting. That would take us to the next item, which is departmental reports. And the first is Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Only a couple things this evening. We are, I think, in our final year of assessments for our international accreditation through CALEA. I think that is wrapping up, and we should hear some reports out of them as far as maintaining our accreditation through them. Part of what we're doing with our policies is we will be putting some of those policies online through our Crime Watch portal. Major policies involving pursuits, use of force, discipline, those type of policies that have a vested interest with our community. We're going to make those policies available online so there's a little bit more transparency with the public and what we do, how we do it, and why we do it, most importantly. So we're forging ahead with that. The IT department has been busy this week doing the installs of all the equipment for our body-worn cameras. That policy is for body-worn cameras is almost finalized, and a lot of that was regulated through the grantor. The PCCD had a lot of input and regulations involved in our policy that we had to meet to be able to be afforded that grant. So we are looking, I think, at some administrative training on Thursday, and then roll out training to all the officers for their body-worn cameras on how to utilize those and how to be effective with those. So that's all I have.
All right, Chief, I would just as a follow-up to Mr. Prescott's comments at the beginning of the meeting, would you just, you know, he has asked that question about being removed from the building and the authority of the police to do so. If you and Mr. Crispin could make a point to get back in touch with him, at least, I don't think he's going to like the answer, but at least explain to him the authority that the officer had to do what he did. And I think, again, I'm not sure he'll be happy with it, but he's entitled to at least follow up. And I know we did try to follow up, but now that he came to the meeting, let's double our efforts just to make sure we answer that. That's the issue that he's most upset about. And I just want to make sure we don't let it fester without providing a follow-up.
Agreed.
All right, I do not see Mr. Sassaman from the fire department, so we will skip the fire department report for tonight and move to public works. Mr. Clark?
I guess I would I mentioned it in my printed report, but I guess I would pass along to you that in the last 2 weeks we reached a pretty significant milestone at the landfill. We've gotten just about, well, the cap is, again, probably 70 to 75% complete. On that 70 to 75%, we're in the process of installing our subsoil as well as the topsoil, and we're anticipating seeding of the new leachate spray field here in the next week and a half, something of that nature, which is, we sort of built the hump, and at this point I think we're maybe over the hump and on the downhill side of it. So it should move along pretty quickly now, but that's a pretty significant milestone to have that field, new field, up and running.
That's great. Great, thank you. Moving along to the library.
Yes, thank you. I just want to give an update on the Summer Reading Club. This we have 105,000 minutes logged and 277 participants at this point. Also, the book sale is going to get underway starting July 30th and running until August 3rd. And we are going to suspend book donations starting June 30th because we have too many already. So don't bring us your books anymore. That's all I have tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Moving along to Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a few updates this evening on the community center construction. They have finished up with the construction activities in the area of Cocoa Castle, so the playground has been reopened. We do anticipate one more slight disruption with the playground, which will probably take place later this summer. I am told that work is likely only to take one day to complete, so we shouldn't have any more prolonged closures there. As far as construction activity, some of the major items currently being performed, they are working on the bridge foundations and the paths to the school district campus. And the actual bridges are scheduled for delivery and installation during the week of July 19th. So all of the connections and the work occurring on school district property will be wrapped up in plenty of time before school is back in session. Work also is continuing with the installation of the interior block walls and the framing out of interior spaces. Almost finished up with all the concrete floors in the building. They just have a small portion in the locker room area that they need to complete yet, but that should be wrapped up very soon, possibly within the next few days. They're also currently installing the roof panels, which they're making significant progress with that. So upcoming items in the next few weeks will be a continuation with the duct work. They're going to be working on the overhead lighting in the lap and competition pool. And then also the installation of our gas furnaces will be coming up here in the next week or two. So So we did just put some pictures up today on HersheyCommunityCenter.org. So if you are interested in checking out the progress of construction, we certainly welcome people to check that out.
Very good. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Township Engineer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report for this meeting. Thank you.
Moving along then to Mr. Emmerich from Community Development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have an application in for a conditional use hearing for a short-term rental at 71 Lucy Avenue. I would like to schedule that hearing for your regular meeting on July 27th, but the hearing beginning at 6 p.m.
I don't think there's any objection to Mr. Emmerich doing so. Nobody, right? Okay, I think that sounds good.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing additional to add this evening. Thank you.
All right, well, that concludes departmental reports. This brings us to our second visitor public comment session of the agenda. So rules follow, first name, last name, address, and try to keep your remarks to around 3 minutes. Go right up to the podium.
Doug Weaver, 114 Almond Drive. My question is, if I understand correctly, Mr. Jackson's going to contact us about following through on that. What time frame could we expect?
Within the next few days.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else? All right, well, that'll conclude our visitor public comment session, and then leaving only adjournment left on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.